Hello and welcome to I Can't Believe It's Not the Mouse, the podcast all about animated features not made by the mouse. I'm your host, Octaviano Macias, and today we're going to be talking about an Italian animated feature known as Titanic, The Legend Goes On. If you've been around online, you've definitely heard of this one. It's become a bit of a meme. Just to be upfront, it's the movie with the rapping dog. You've definitely seen this around if you've been online long enough. People have mocked it. People have talked about it. It's just one weird-ass ripoff movie. Because it literally is like, okay, this is, you know, clearly supposed to capitalize on the James Cameron Titanic movie. It was released in 2000, at least in Italy. About a year or so later, it was released straight to video and other markets. It'd be one thing if it was just a ripoff of the James Cameron movie, but it's not. It's clearly ripping off a bunch of things from other animated features, specifically Disney, because you got the main character in this who is a woman who's poor, and it's clearly like the Cinderella setup because she has an evil stepmother, stepsisters. They even have a cat that, you know, messes around with characters. They got talking mice. They got Mexican talking mice because, of course, we got to have the stereotypes. They have two Dalmatians, which, normally speaking, Dalmatians wouldn't be a sign of any kind of ripoff. I mean, you know, come on, they're actual animals. But these look a little too much like Pongo and Perdita from 101 Dalmatians. And, well, you know, even though I wouldn't consider having Dalmatians a ripoff, the fact of the matter is that Dalmatians aren't common creatures to showcase, especially because of that movie. So, more than likely, that was the thought process going into that one. You just have all these different things. Like, you got, you know, speaking of, like, 101 Dalmatians, you even got these two crooks in the movie that are working for this lady who's, you know, just stealing stuff. So it's like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff in this that just feels like a ripoff to other things. And you know what? It's a fucking mess. I mean, look, realistically, this whole thing is a mess. I mean, I'm not gonna try to deny that. This is common known knowledge. And, you know, considering the fact that this has been done so much online, I'm not gonna lie, there was a part of me that was kind of hesitant to do it just because I'm like, look, I could make the same jokes, but that ain't me. That's not to say that I won't mock a bad animated feature or make jokes about this kind of stuff, but I mean, it's like, look, a lot of people have done it, and realistically, this is a show that's supposed to be honoring animation. It's supposed to be celebrating the stuff that we take for granted, because most people still have that mindset of like, oh, Disney's like the only animation studio, which, you know, I love Disney, but obviously that's not true. That's, of course, changed over the years now that more studios are getting into it and more studios are getting popular, but it's still at the point where people just think of Disney first and nothing else. So realistically, I don't like doing bad animated features on this. Of course, I have done it in the past, but that's more or less just because, like, okay, look, there's at least a story worth telling there. This is a scenario where it's like, look, since it's clearly just ripping off a bunch of other stuff, I don't really know if it's all that worth it. Like, you know, when it comes down to it, like, you know, I'm not against doing, you know, more comedically driven videos on this, but I'm not exactly seeking out doing, like, Ratatouille or Little Cars or any of those, you know, other, like, ripoff animated features, just because it's like, look, these are clearly just made just to make a quick buck. The people making this aren't trying to make something great out of the medium. They're just, you know, taking advantage of something that they can make, you know, cash on. And it's like, why even, you know, spotlight them? I mean, you know, of course for a joke, but, you know, it's not something that I want to turn into a regular thing, because again, this is a show that honors animation. So again, why go into this animated feature? I mean, the first thing is just because I was like, look, I kind of want to do something in time for Cinco de Mayo, but realistically, I'm not big on Cinco de Mayo. Ask any, you know, Hispanic, Latino, you know, Latina, and anyone that, you know, of, you know, like the background, why, you know, what they feel about Cinco de Mayo, and you'll realize that a lot of people do not care for this day. It's just a day that, you know, Americans and specifically white people like to push on us just because, you know, diversity or whatever. But, you know, we don't really celebrate it all that much unless, you know, you're actually connected to it. But, you know, now I could have done anything else, but I was just like, look, I remember this movie has like the Mexican mice, which realistically they don't even factor into this movie other than just giving the movie some stereotypes. So I don't know. I really don't know what I was doing. But, you know, interesting enough, while I was watching this, I did look into some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. There's not really much that's interesting, but apparently something that I had learned was that apparently they did try to have some accuracy with the Titanic, which blows my mind considering that there's talking animals in this and, you know, there's so much, you know, BS in it. But apparently they did try to offer some accuracy in terms of like, oh, this is how like the women and children were divided up from the men and whatnot, you know, on the, like the lifeboats and stuff like that. And, you know, these are actual things that was said by the crew while this stuff was going on. And it's just like, I mean, that's cool, but why go to that effort of trying to do that for this movie? Especially considering that that really doesn't factor into anything. But yeah, so this is Titanic, The Legend Goes On. It's a Titanic story. You know, the boat sinks, two people fall in love because, you know, James Cameron. But along the way, there's a bunch of other stuff. Like, there's talking animals. They try to help the girl because she has a locket that has her mother in it. It's spoiler alert, she finds her mother on the boat, which, wild fucking coincidence. There's the whole thing with, like, the stepsisters. There's the crooks. There's a guy on the boat that loves wooing rich women. There's a rich woman that wants to hook up with a rich man. All this ridiculous stuff. And the rapping dog factors in somewhere in there. I don't know what to tell you. A rapping dog is all this movie is known for, even though it's one musical number and it happens pretty early on, which, it, you know, that's the other thing. I saw this movie years ago, and granted, maybe it's because it's been years and because it's bad, but I remember this being structured a little differently. And then, you know, funny enough, looking into it, apparently there's two English dubs to this. Apparently one of them is shortened down, like it's just 58 minutes with like 12 minutes of credits and deleted scenes, apparently, while the other version is like a full 80 minute thing. And there's, you know, basically one cut it down and one didn't. And the one that cut it down also restructured the stuff, which I feel like the one I saw years ago was the original, you know, 80 minute cut or whatever you want to call it, because this one was definitely the 58 minute, 70 minute, whatever cut. I didn't stick around for the entire credits or the deleted scenes because hell no. But I feel like it might have been because I'm like, this time around watching it, the rap song comes in like 10 minutes into the movie. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure it took, you know, at least double that amount to get to it the first time I saw it. But yeah, fuck if I care. And I know I'm swearing a lot in this one, but I don't really care. It's just like, I don't know what to say. I mean, you know, this is not a well-animated movie. There's times where it looks kind of decent for like a TV production, but this was a theatrical thing. And even as a TV production, like even looking at it from that perspective, most of the movie looks bad. Like you can tell sometimes they're looping animation. There's a bit, I believe it's when you see people rushing out to get to the lifeboats, where you can see people in the background are just kind of like they're moving, but it's kind of like a static thing. Like it's like they expect you to not notice it because like the main character is in the foreground. Like I know it was the guy basically just walking, and you can notice like in the background, like, okay, there's movement, but it's the same you know, characters in that same looping just moving along with him. But it's kind of like you can clearly tell that, you know, they're being forced to repeat this instead of having them actually move properly, just to create the illusion that he's running against, you know, a bunch of people. But of course, it, you know, doesn't work. There's times where the animation slows down for no real reason other than at least I assume that, you know, it's because they're trying to create some impact of, like, you know, like, oh, it's the whole slow motion stuff. But the problem is that what it looks like is just like a normal animated scene, but they just slowed down the frame rate on it to make you think that it's like a slow motion scene. Like, because it's not like it's done in a way where it actually feels like that's how it was actually shot. Because, yeah, I know that technically, like, when you got, like, slow motion stuff, you know, it is technically just a normal scene that's, you know, slowed down. But, you know, you normally see, like, okay, this is done in a way where, you know, it looks natural to how the movie looks like. With the scenes in here, it's like, okay, so it's gone from, you know, like, the standard frame rate to the slower one. Like, you know, someone just, you know, put it into a computer or whatever and just, you know, slowed it down. Like, it clearly wasn't made for this. You get that a lot, especially, like, during the opening when you see the characters reacting to, like, the Titanic going down. Like, you'll notice, like, the Dalmatian's kind of looking sad, and it's like the movement is very slow, but it doesn't look naturally slow. Like, it just looks off. You know, characters reacting to it, screaming and whatnot, and it's just like, no, this looks wrong. I don't know. And look, even knowing that the version I saw was edited in a way where stuff was jumbled up, it's like, look, it doesn't make a difference, because I'm like assuming that the version I saw years ago was like the more proper version, which I think it is, because again, it did feel like it was a little different. It doesn't make a difference. This is still a very nonsensical movie that has a lot of plot lines, which is not necessarily bad, but a lot of it is just like, what's the point of this? The movie ends with, of course, everyone making it out okay, but the bad people get to come up, and it's like, you know, the stepsisters marry the crooks. The crooks thinking that they're wealthy, the stepsisters just being ugly and desperate, I guess. I don't know. The mice end up working with a chef that, you know, it's kind of like the chef from The Little Mermaid, who's constantly chasing them around. So I guess this movie predicted Ratatouille or something. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. I mean, there's also a detective in this who's, you know, at first kind of looks like Sherlock Holmes, but, you know, he's just kind of there just to be like, oh, I'm here to solve the crook. You know, stop the crooks from doing their thing, but he kind of never really does. But eventually it turns out that he did solve a case, so I mean, I don't know what that has to do with anything, really. I don't know what to tell you. It's not a well animated movie. It's not a good movie. It's a movie. It was clearly made to cash in on Titanic, but I'm like, I remember jokes about how, because of the way Disney did Pocahontas, that, like, oh, this is, like, the way they would do other historical stuff, you know, where it's like, okay, they're gonna add in, like, talking animals and whatnot, which I feel is a little weird when you actually watch Pocahontas, just because, like, granted, Pocahontas is not a very accurate movie, and it's not a good one, but as weird as it is, it's kind of restrained in the sense that With Pocahontas, you know, you have a movie that, for the most part, is trying to be grounded compared to other Disney movies, because the animals don't talk. Granted, they were very close to having it, but, you know, that's a whole other story. At most, you got the talking tree, but, you know, granted, that definitely is out there, but, you know, it still feels restrained compared to other Disney movies. So it feels like they were trying to, emphasis on the word trying, to be respectful or, you know, true to the history. Not really, but, you know, at least, you know, in comparison to, like, how Disney would normally do it. So I feel it's a little unfair to say that this is the kind of thing that they would do if they did a Titanic movie. Though, I mean, I don't even know what I'm even going at this point. You know, the craziest thing is that for as much as people love to point out the fact that this one exists, the fact that there's a rapping dog on the Titanic, an event that took place decades before the art form was created, so sure. There is another animated Titanic film that was a ripoff, and I'm pretty sure it was also Italian. I've seen it. It's been years. I don't remember it too well, but I've seen it. It's not talked about as often, other than the fact that that one is somehow even less accurate than this version, because it features talking sharks and a talking octopus, and instead of the iceberg just destroying the ship, it's like, oh, the octopus was tricked into throwing an iceberg or some shit like that. That version exists, and they even made a sequel about it. I think it was called Tentacolino or something like that. So, I don't know. Maybe I should have talked about the Titanic movie with the octopus. That one also had Mexican stereotypes from what I remember. So, again, I don't even know why I did this, other than just because, I don't know, I thought it was going to be funny at some point, and then midway through it, I kind of woke up from that stupidity. I don't know. I think I'm just going to end it here, because I sincerely don't even know what to even talk about at this point. I mean, like I said to begin with, I don't want to just make fun of this stuff, even though I probably already have, with rapping dog, stereotypical racist mice, who, you know, like, people have said, like, Speedy Gonzalez was racist, but I'm like, dude, at least Speedy Gonzalez, you know, kind of made Mexicans look cool. These mariachi mice just are lazy, and they just, you know, they loop the animation a lot for them. Like, whenever there's musical numbers with them, they use, like, the same shot of, like, the mouses playing their instruments, you know. I mean, the only other thing that I think I didn't mention was just how weird this movie is in terms of its placing, because half the time, you don't even know what location they're in until, you know, seconds after it happens, because there's, like, one scene, for example, where the mice and a magpie basically steal back a freaking locket for the main girl. And when you see them take the locket, you quickly see in the next scene, they're already at the girl's room, and you're like, wait, how did that happen? There was no fade in or anything, so there was no setup. I thought they were still in the other place. But I mean, that's not too surprising when you realize that even early on, the audio for this is kind of all over the place, because half the time the characters don't sound like they're in the same room, or they're stepping over each other's lines, and it's like, you can clearly tell that something wasn't finished, and the other character is just already starting before it's even finished, because, again, like, the lines are just being stepped on, and they're being delivered in the worst way possible, so you can tell this was clearly a paycheck job, but it's still like, I don't know. Like I said, I don't think I really have much to say here other than this was a bad movie. Definitely the worst one I've seen on here. I mean, you know, I've seen other stuff that was bad, like, you know, Atlanta Square Pantis or the Emoji Movie, but I'm like, even those movies have their merits in comparison to this. It's not a good movie. Surprise, the Titanic animated movie with a rapping dog is not a good movie. Thanks for listening, and I hope to see you again next time.
You know, there's something you should know, so I'm gonna tell you so. Don't sweat it. Forget it. Enjoy the show. Working all
day now. Thank you for coming on today. If you enjoyed this, please consider subscribing to my YouTube channel, where you'll see video versions of these podcasts. And if you just want to listen to them, there's always the option of just following the podcasts on their various sites, whether it's Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. Whatever you choose, I hope you continue enjoying these, and if you want to support me even further than that, there's always the option of Patreon. With Patreon, even just a dollar will get your name on the video versions of this, and on other videos that I may do outside of these podcasts. A few dollars more gets you some behind the scenes info, and as this continues to grow, you'll find that there's more perks to it. So I hope you consider supporting me through Patreon as well. And in any case, again, thank you for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.